Hello and welcome to This Was Your Idea, the show where two guys battle out for supremacy to see who's the top dog and come up with a concept, topics, and just some fun silliness for the future. I'm your host, Dre. Why are you looking at me weird? Like, did I do something wrong? I am your host, Dre, today. This is my idea. I'm coming up with the idea today, and you can introduce yourself.
Taylor, I don't know. You just say this is, to my left is Taylor, so that's who I am. Throw me off, Dre, with your intro.
I honestly feel like I just wing this every single time. So
you have more uniform than I do. I am more uniform in your intro than I am.
That is great. Then that's because I'm very not creative, and I had the same I got an idea, and it's like the exact same thing. It's like, no, you say the same thing every time. Like, okay, cool.
Because he's gone mad.
I really just wing it every single time. So there's some days I prepare the intro.
Well, I'd hope so. Jeez.
I'll tell you now, most days I'm just winging it. So the next time you see me, it'll probably be completely
exact
different.
Same thing.
It'll be probably funny. Like, yeah, I'm swinging every time like you script it out. It's always the same thing. It's like, that's kind of creepy. But that'll just be where my mind goes. I don't have that great. And like, yeah, I have a gift for you. You actually saw this earlier. I meant to be clever and hide it, because I just got busy. Here's a gift from you. And I thought you might be able to share this because you love... I don't know. For some reason, we were talking about Batman last week, or maybe DC Comics, or maybe we weren't. I have no idea.
When the episode came out, I think that episode was next week.
Okay. But either way, at some point, we were talking about Batman, and I saw that book at Costco.
Oh, thank you.
And I was like, oh, hey, Taylor, because I actually like the book. I was like, oh, that's a little cute little book. And it's but I thought it's something you could share with your daughter. It's called...
John Cameron. It's called DC Batman Block.
Yeah.
Books like this, but actually this is the only one that's DC, so it's all DC characters. So yeah, cool.
It has the
and everyone's smiling.
What would you call them? Like noir style, like the TAS versions of the characters,
the anime series, you mean?
Yeah,
TAS, that's it goes for. Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it looks good. That's cool. I love that. Even down to Commissioner Gordon looks like more of like Gary Oldman in Dark Knight.
Lame. Nah. Sorry. Is Gary Oldman? Oh, yeah, okay.
He's Mr. Gordon, yeah.
Yeah, I think that he was a creep. Gary Oldman, Christian. Anyway, speaking of DC, this actually, oddly enough, it almost seems like I'm planning all this, but this kind of ties in directly to my topic today.
We're talking
about adaptations. I know we always talk about adaptation. Adaptation is like a thing in the future, the past. Uh-huh. Not necessarily movies, not necessarily video games, not necessarily comics, just in general. Where do you draw the line? And I've already made it known, I am not an adaptation purist. I don't give a fuck how, if you take three characters and combine them into one, if you take the main character who was a black man and make him a white transgender quadriplegic, I don't give a fuck as long as it's good. And I will, before I answer the question, before I ask you the actual question,
examples
get
for
to,
me?
No, I have an example. I do actually have examples, but before I get to the actual question.
What's up, bud?
I think, and my theory is, most people don't care about the source material. I think most people don't give a fucking, like, they don't actually fucking care if the source material is completely different than the material. They're just looking for a reason to bitch and complain, and they will point to that because that's a good excuse. That's what I theorize, and we could talk about it more in detail, but that's what I theorize. Just in general, and I'll give an example of that. I say, like, the X-Men comics versus the X-Men movies, they follow a very, very, very loose, I would even say inspired by story of the comics.
But they're all white, though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like Civil War is thought of as one of the best Avengers movies. It's rated high, made a lot of money.
Yeah.
That isn't even remotely like the comp. I'm talking like night and day difference.
Well, they're not going to show Nuke destroying like blocks of people and like killing kids or anything.
I'm saying like the difference between the Civil War and the way it puts out in the comic
Civil War and then the movie Civil War.
And then the movie that we got, it's not even remotely. Like, I wouldn't even consider it the same storyline.
On a high level, it's the same thing as far as.
Same concept of good guys fighting other good guys for good guy reasons.
Yeah.
But the actual essence to me was lost.
I mean, but if you were going to show the true comic book Civil War, that would be multiple movies plus one shots of like frontline. Oh, yeah. And that's from the comics. That'd be a whole, like.
And that's what I'm saying.
Whole some
no
situation.
Fuck about the source material. No one's. You don't hear people bitching about the source material of this bullshit in the source material.
And you know why no one cared? You know what? You know the main reason? The main reason why nobody cared about Civil War not being the exact same as the comic books? There's one reason.
What do you think? Oh, Spider-Man?
That's it.
Oh.
That's it, Spider-Man.
I would argue that even though it's not like the comic books,
yeah,
I do think Spider-Man played a good part.
Yeah.
Because it was a fun movie. It was a good movie, decent movie. No one cares about fucking... And I seriously think, in general, no one ever cares about the fucking source material. But when, quote-unquote, thing bad, why is it bad? It's not the same as the source material.
Yeah.
Like, you're not saying... Because they don't have an actual reason why thing bad, but it being different from the source material is something they can point an easy, like, an easy out. It's because you can't say, because I don't like the main character because he's black now.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that makes you seem kind of like, but the source material.
So, you know, but I'll tell you this, and it's something that you said. So every time you bring up Nick Fury, you bring up Sam Jackson, Nick Fury.
Yeah.
That's the thing for you to think of. You don't think of Hasselhoff, David, Nick Fury, do you?
David Hasselhoff played Nick Fury?
Exactly. In the 90s, he played Nick Fury in the movie.
Oh, is that the really bad Captain America movie?
No, actually, I think that was I want to say it's a standalone Nick Fury movie, but it was
interesting.
It was a Nick Fury movie with him, I think it was an eye patch still, but Nick Fury was David Hasselhoff.
Oh.
White guy, David Hasselhoff. But no one references him as Nick Fury. Nick Fury to everybody is Sam Jackson, but you have that clout of Sam Jackson being a badass, so like you think, Sam Jackson, that's badass.
But I can say, like, you know what? If I had a Nick Fury snake plex skin, to me, would have been a great Nick Fury.
Kurt Russell?
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Who played Ego in the...
Yeah. But yeah. I could see him being Nick Fury, honestly. But yeah, Sam Jackson killed it. And the lore master Dre.
Lore master.
The most unironic but ironic thing about Sam Jackson playing Nick Fury is... The Nick Fury that he's playing is from the Ultimate Comics, which is quote-unquote Nick Fury Jr., which was actually based on Sam Jackson because the guy who made Nick Fury, he's like kind of inspired by Sam Jackson. And he basically plays all those roles like Shaft, Snakes on a Plane. What's that movie where he's like, yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Oh, that wasn't...
Time to Kill. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm just saying, like, Pulp Fiction. Nick Fury, Sam Jackson basically plays that I'm a badass black dude role and like everything he does. So someone took all that and like, hey, I'm gonna make a Nick Fury based on Sam Jackson. And then he's actually technically Nick Fury Jr., but in X-Men Ultimate, or is it Ultimate Comic Book Series, which is like basically another version of the same comic books. That's the Nick Fury they use for that.
Yeah.
And now now Nick Fury, the like more common Nick Fury was that Nick Fury from the Ultimate Comic Books, and then they hired Sam Jackson to play him, who was originally based on Sam Jackson. So it's like full circle.
Yeah, and I want to say that the reason for the creation of the multiple universes, like the 616 is the original one that everybody knows. Ultimate is something else. There's multiple other things, but everyone has their own universe. But the reason why the multiple universes for MCU in Marvel, multiple Earths in DC, was so that they could create alternate versions of their own and not say, like, oh, that's not the right. Well, it's a different universe, so that's right. So it's a workaround to create in their mind what they think this character is.
Yeah, exactly.
Race, gender, what have you. And then without people getting all pissy, it's like, well, if the source material, this is the source material because I created it myself.
Yeah. And it's genius because, like, this is not the same Nick Fury you used to know. It's different. So if you didn't like that Nick Fury,
well, you'll love this one.
Yeah. Well, you didn't like that comic? Well, you can buy this one, right?
Yeah.
Like, you bought the old Nick Fury comics? Well, this is the different. So you can. By the, it's not the same, so like they give you a chance. Like, it's a monetized strategy. Like, it's the thing you love, but it's a little bit different. It's
Malibu Stacy with a new hat.
God damn it! Yeah, it's Malibu Stacy with a hat. Right? Yeah. It's like, here's a reason, and that's really all it really is, right?
Yeah.
And then if you
go for it,
just I go way too much. Reddit is starting to get to that point, like, man, I don't know why I fucking use Reddit. But, like, they were like, oh, that's pandering. I was like, well, yeah, it is pandering. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I won't buy a comic book if I don't like it, but if you make it something I'll buy, then, yeah, they're going to pander. I don't know if people realize this, but the point of businesses is to do business.
Yeah.
Which is make money, right? Yeah. So they're going to figure out, like, oh, people aren't buying the comic books with white Nick Fury. Well, let's make him black. Let's make him Asian. Let's make him taller. Let's make him shorter. Let's make him female. Oh, people are buying that. Okay, just make more of it.
Yeah.
You take that. Anyway, so all this to ask, where do you draw the line at no longer an adaptation? They should have killed it in production.
Uh-huh.
They've gone too far. And the only example I can really think of where I would say, yeah, they fucked that up
Deadpool?
In terms of adaptation. No,
I would.
You think Deadpool's not adaptation? Really? I would think...
No, Deadpool in Wolverine Origins.
No. What I'm saying is, like, okay. The example I have in my head is, Total Recall.
Okay. Which one? The original or the new one?
The new one.
Okay.
In terms of an adaptation, absolutely atrocious. The only thing it shares with the original Total Recall is the name and the woman with three titties.
All right.
Right? I don't think it's even remotely like it. I think it's weird to even call it Total Recall because it doesn't share enough similarity.
Is he not going to Mars? Does he not want to go to Mars?
No. Have you never seen
it? I've never seen the new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've only seen parts of it, but.
But enough to know that it's not the same.
Enough to be like, this is bad. Like, and again, like, it was just like, if you had not called it Total Recall outside of the woman with three titties, I wouldn't even realize it was a remake of Total Recall. Like, it's just that bad and that different where it's like, why did you just call this Total Recall? And it's probably, obviously the name is or obviously the reason because IP recognition and you can kind of like just move on. But it's not like Total Recall at all. Like,
it was called Three Titty City.
Yeah.
Three Titty City.
That would have been fine. And
exactly. It's a new name for it.
And then like you kind of move on like, oh yeah, just move on to a different thing.
Yeah.
So to me, that was bad, and unfortunately, you've never seen it. So I try to think.
I've seen RoboCop, the new one. If you want to, if you house,
I really like that movie. I don't see what people hate. I don't see. I really like a lot of. I realize
I enjoyed that one. Also enjoyed the Judge Dredd remake as well.
Yeah, I thought I'm actually shocked they haven't remade more of those Judges because I thought it was like this is. I would even go as far as saying better than the originals.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the originals.
Yeah.
But it's like the style they got here. Like, oh, this is way better than that Judge.
Was Total Recall, I know, I want to say Judge Dredd was based on a comic.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, so source material is from the comic. I mean, like, if you had to go back to the comic and like, does Judge Dredd fit the comic more of the remake or the original? Because
I don't know. I've never been that big into comics. And I think people...
Not comics, that comic, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You're into comics.
I am into comics, but I've never sat down and read any Judge Dredd comics.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize there was a Judge Dredd comic until the original Judge Dredd movie came out.
Yeah.
Which I think, like I said, and this is what brings me back, I genuinely think no one gives a shit about source material until they want to find, like...
A fault.
Yeah, fault. Like, oh... It's I don't like the fact that there's so many women characters, but source material, like it's just like if you don't like it, don't watch it.
I don't have a serious I don't have an issue with source material, and and I blame that on just pure ignorance.
Really?
So like, and I know I'm saying like either way, but I will gladly go into a movie just ignorant of the source material in general.
Yeah.
For the most part. If it's something I know, I've read, you know, comic book, you know, game where I played, I don't know. Resident Evil. Grew up playing those games. You come out with this movie that's like, tangentially, it's the same environments, but the story. That's
a really good example.
And then, like, the other ones are like, well, what the fuck? I didn't play that game. I didn't see that in the game. So, like, they're making their own, you know, here,
yeah, like,
whatever.
That's like, yeah, I like that. That's a good example. No, because I think Resident Evil is a perfect example, because the first one. I said it has the essence to me.
And locations.
The essence and locations. So I could recognize it as, it like we were talking about earlier, the different comic books, like the twist. That's what I see in that, is that it is enough to say if Resident Evil were in a different universe or like a different chapter of Resident Evil, Uh-huh. That's what those movies represent. Granted, I only like the first one. I think everyone after that is pretty trash.
Yeah, it's,
and they got progressively worse.
And even,
I still haven't even seen the last two because I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Even the show was bad. Like,
I thought
the Netflix show.
The show. How far did you get in that?
I watched the whole thing.
You watched the whole thing? Okay, I did too. I thought it started off great, and I will say there's so the show, the movie, or the show, the series, the Netflix series.
Yeah,
we're talking about the live action, right?
Yeah, the one where it has the big monster in the beginning. Yeah.
I thought half of the show was actually great, which was the everything post
when they were in the city and then their house in the lab.
Yeah, everything where like, well, I would say post their
post
the event.
Mad Max.
Yeah, post the event.
Yeah,
everything was actually pretty cool. I actually liked that series. If they just took that and cut out everything, the kid Resident Evil part.
Yeah,
I think it would have been a great series up until the end when they had the girl and they dancing around, and that I thought that was like, okay. At that point, I feel like they showed knows it was not going anywhere, so just like just throw whatever at the thing.
Yeah, I don't. It'd be more of those stories that you've asked for, like when the main story was happening, what else that was happening in the world, and then there's this.
Yeah,
it's like net, it'd be Resident Evil. And it'd be make more sense if it was Resident Evil colon like a city, whatever. Yeah. And then like, while we've heard about, you know, Raccoon City going on, blah blah blah, and the zombie outbreak, here at this location, this is the one here, and we're continuing whatever.
Yeah, I just thought the entire Resident Evil High School storyline was absolute garbage. Just like, this is so,
you can't put teen drama into Resident Evil movie.
They tried to like add teen drama, and then they abandoned it like way too late in the series. It's like, you focus so much on this teen drama bit, now you're like, okay, well, no one's feeling this, let's move on.
Yep.
But I actually like Lance Riddick, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Riddick Wesker. I actually like that a lot. I thought he did a great job of Wesker. Granted, he's black, and like, okay, fuck. Again, I'm not an adaptation purist, so I didn't care that they made Lance Riddick
black. I never thought that. When he says like the name is like, oh yeah, Wesker or whatever, like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, it always is like, oh, that's Wesker. Okay, cool. I know that name. I know that character. He's a bad person. He's going to be the bad guy. That's as far as it went for me. It wasn't like, oh, Wesker. Oh, he's black. Oh, he's older. Oh, he's glasses. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Like,
I didn't care anybody. I actually thought he did good. Like, I thought he was one of the best parts of the show.
And I guess if you want to use that as my example of my argument of, like, if my answer to your question is, I didn't. That came to mind. Nothing came to mind when he said, my name's Wesker, other than, oh, that's Wesker.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
That's how, like, same thing.
That's it.
That's how I feel. Like, I'm going back and, like, going through a lot of stuff, and like, man, I genuinely think no one cares.
Yeah.
Like,
and no one should care. I mean, no one really should be caring, because if it's a good story, it's compelling, you like it, it's funny, it's exciting, it's scary, it's action-packed, it's whatever it needs to be, and it works, okay. If you see, I'll even say this, and I'm going to get a lot of flack from it, and I know I will, but I am I'm a diehard, so that's how it goes. Spirits Within, Final Fantasy.
Oh, man, it's one of my favorite movies.
So, like,
I love that movie.
It's a good movie. It's a story. It's Final Fantasy in name, but not the elements of its Final Fantasy that you would normally see.
To its credit, every Final Fantasy is very different, but there's some like syncing, like linking thing. I think what made this so different is this was on the heels of Final Fantasy, was it 7, right?
Yeah.
Even though like other Final Fantasy came out and are wildly different, there's enough cohesion, you can say, well, this is Final Fantasy, this is Final Fantasy, this one isn't, even though it's very different. But I actually,
and you can't say Final Fantasy movie is bad because it's too different, but then we have Final Fantasy 7 and Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, where this, you walk around, your walk around is little, I forgot what the characters were, but not Moogles, but they walk around and they're carrying this lantern left to right. It was a puzzle game. Like, it's just not, it's not even a, it's on, it was on GameCube.
That's what I'm saying, like, there's, no one fucking
cares. It's, yeah, but
it was like source material.
they'll sit and they'll ring the bell on like a movie, but a game, because it's a game, then it's different.
Yeah,
it depends on the thing. For people who complain and bitch, it's easier to bitch on what, TV and movies. For some reason, that's the go-to bitch, you know, bitch point. But if you go to games, fucking music, I don't know. I'm sure there's source material music that's did. If you look at like, oh, that's no, I'm rapping. No, that's rapping with guitar. That's rap rock. That's like new metal, whatever. Like whatever it may be. And like there's always amazing to bitch about like that's not this because of this.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, when I grew up, when I listened to this, I cemented in my mind this is what this was.
Yeah. And my thing is like,
yeah.
And let's say it's so different from the source period. You don't recognize it. You don't like it. Here's the truth. The source material is not going anywhere. No one's going to go torch the source material. Source material is not changing. If you don't like the new fucking Judge Dredd movie, guess what? The old Judge Dredd movie stuff
still exists
for you to go watch. And like, there's nothing compelling you or forcing you to stick to this. Like, if you don't like the live action Avatar, I understand that. I thought it was really good, you know, but I can understand, like, you know, they did this change. They make Katara too young. They take away his sex. Okay, cool. Go watch the old one. Like, there's nothing stopping you
from
rewatching the old one. And like, and so going back to Reddit.
Go for it.
I posted a comment. When did the fucking Nocturne come out? I feel like it was like 2 years ago at this
Nocturne
point.
Nocturne on Prime? Nocturne? Yeah. Oh, no, Netflix, was
Netflix,
it?
Netflix, right.
Netflix, right? Yeah. And that was a League of Legends, right?
Nocturne, no. It was a Castlevania Nocturne.
Okay, sorry. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
That was 2 years ago. It feels like it was 2 years ago at this point.
It was during Halloween. It was last year.
Was it? Last year. It feels like so luck, dude. Do you know we're like 3 months into this year, right? The time just flies. So I think maybe once you get past 35, like quite seriously.
What are you trying to say, Dre?
Yeah, we're going.
Why are you trying to show ages?
Why are you trying
to say ages, Dre? What's up with that?
Time just flies, right? I thought it came out 2 years. Move. Anyway.
What's up?
So when it came out.
Go for it.
You know, I flocked to the Reddit forums, made my comment, blah, 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 blah. But
what compels you to do so?
Because people call it was going the woke argument. Nocturne, I was like, seriously? And they. My comment was, at this point in time, if anyone just mentions the word woke, you can kind of just acceptably just discredit everything they say because they don't have a real argument. They just heard some buzzword, said it was woke, and they don't actually have a point to what they're trying to say. And I made that comment on Reddit. Well, so you said October. So I guess 6 months ago, someone commented on that yesterday. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? But their comment was basically, you know, what did it? It was one of the weirdest comments, and I guess this, like...
Was it a very pacifist comment? Was it an attack towards you? Or
it wasn't an attack towards me, but...
You're wrong?
Basically, it was them saying, no, you're wrong, Nocturne is woke, but in just without using the word woke. And then eventually, in the next comment, they used the word woke. It's like, yeah, I get where this is going. But what did they say?
Proving your point, yeah.
I didn't even care enough to put what they said into my brain, just outside
of... You screenshot it and be like, I'm going to bring this up.
No, but it was just funny because I did reply because I thought it was interesting. Like, damn, they really decided to go back. To
what did you tell me when last week's episode when it was Am I the Asshole? When like, oh, you shouldn't have replied. You shouldn't have talked back to that guy. Like,
because I thought
you'd have
it was a good faith conversation
on Reddit.
On Reddit, I've had a lot of good faith conversations that even like enjoyable, right? So the first comment, but he made this comment that was like. Oh man, I can't remember. And that's gonna bug me because I don't want to even look it up.
Do you think it was like? Yeah, I got him. Like it was a low blow. Like yeah, like I made my point.
No, I do think they did. Like because I was looking at there. It's like, dude, because I was looking at his history. It's like, why would he go back? Because like most times, if you don't post on something like the week of, no one cares, right? It's moved on to archived in history. So the fact that his homie dug up a post from,
unless he looked at something. Keywords in that Reddit post came up like in their history,
yeah,
or like because it's whatever
that post isn't new. I'm pretty sure between I even looked at the Nocturne page or because it's on the Castlevania Reddit page,
yeah,
it's way down there, right?
Yeah,
it's like between then and now, people have posted about Castlevania like at least
so 100 times. So in that case, you bring this up only because the adaptation situation, right? The adaptation was too woke,
and the
social material being a video game,
yeah. And, like, to me, and that's so silly. Like, if you're saying this is the source material, then you've already lost the battle because the source material between Castlevania, the original, but the first cartoon and then the second cartoon is so wildly different than the source material that you saying source material is just an excuse because you don't want to say it's woke and you don't want to feel bad about it or dumb about it.
Yeah.
But that's basically what his argument was. And it was just like, it bothered me that, like, dude, I don't get, like, if you don't like the anime, if you want to call it an anime, but if you don't like the news source,
yeah,
don't fucking watch it. I don't get why you went on Reddit.
But Dre, if they ain't watch it, they ain't nothing to bitch about. Yeah. They need to watch it so they have nothing to bitch about.
Like, I just find it amazing. It's like, dude, you put so much time and energy to watch and talk about something you apparently don't like. It's like, if you don't like it, why haven't you moved on yet? But yeah.
It's like a hate watch.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
I find it so interesting. Like, I'm trying to think of something. I don't like The Office. I tried watching it. I don't think it's funny. Yeah. I think it's, there are, so except that Agent Jim sketch, one of the best sketches ever in comedy. The rest of the show is mostly just not funny. I just don't get it.
To you.
Yeah. To me.
To you.
To me. And my sister talks about how funny it is. I've watched it with my sister, and I'm just like, and I'm busting up laughing, and I'm just like, did I miss something?
Okay.
But you know how much time I talk about The Office on the internet? Never.
I don't know. Oh, right now?
Just don't talk about it. I don't like the show, so I don't put any energy into, like, this show is bad because this. Let me tell you, it's, I find it so fascinating that there is a subgroup of people that do that.
Do you? Okay, so there's, okay, so on Instagram, we're going off topic here.
Let's go.
But I'm just saying, but like, people will post comments. Because I've gotten quite a few followers, like, in the past couple months.
Oh, people.
I'm just saying.
And I'm a hot topic. I'm just saying.
So if
your boy gets demands, yeah.
So I'm saying, but people will look at that and they'll use that. So they will want to promote their product on wherever, and they'll post it in their bio, the link, but they will go on pages and post comments that will cause traffic to both see who the fuck is this person, click on the link, click on the link, oh, who's this guy? Will they sell whatever, blah blah blah. Traffic. Just traffic to those links. It's just more like, oh, then they may post some, you know, topic, some super off color topic comment, and there's somebody who also is also that who, like, okay, well, I agree with that comment, so who is this guy? Maybe I'll follow him, maybe blah blah blah, and then they'll also follow and see their posts from their businesses, and they'll use that as a jumping point to promote themselves by targeting this high trafficked post. So, and stuff.
Speaking of that, on that same topic, and we'll probably wrap this up really soon, but there's an interesting dude I watch a lot of, I guess they call it bread tube, or like left.
I'm interesting too.
Huh?
I'm interesting too, Dre. What's up? What's bread tube?
Bread tube is like philosophy and like educational. And
oh, so nothing Taylor would be into.
No, I'm just saying I watch a lot of it, right?
Okay.
And it's really funny because I've been watching these videos about, have you heard of the manosphere? If I say the manosphere, does that mean anything to you?
The manosphere?
Manosphere.
Is that like the dude bro? The dude bros?
Kinda. It's in that general realm, but...
Is it like the incels who, like... Yeah,
It's in that direction. So if I say Andrew Tate,
yeah,
he's part of the manosphere. Yeah. Okay. So it's he pointed out a very interesting thing that, because you're saying, like, someone will comment on your shit, and someone will see that comment, and then see the person, follow that person, and then eventually that person gets a follow. Ultimately... Yeah. That person gained engagement through a hate comment on yours, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, what has happened on YouTube specifically, I don't know, maybe other platforms, but if you watch these...
Probably YouTube and Twitter or X.
It's fine, but this is algorithmically.
Yeah.
Part. Like, I watch a lot of these, they call it leftist YouTube bread tube, blah, blah, blah. They're like, their video essay is about Andrew Tate and, like, how he's damaging...
Everybody.
Male content. And like a bunch of beauty about that. What has happened is those videos get so much hate from people who watch Manosphere stuff that if you watch like one of those videos, like let's say I watch a video essay about incels and how damaging, like let's say the path from being a regular person to incel. I watch a video about that, right? It just kind of details that. What has happened is those videos get so much hate from people who were in that crowd that YouTube will, if you watch that video, the original video, it'll recommend the opposite videos because people who watch the opposite videos hate watch the original video.
Yeah.
So, like, if you watch a video, an anti-Manosphere video, you'll get recommended a Manosphere video because the people who are watching the Manosphere videos are also hate watching the anti-Manosphere videos. But YouTube doesn't realize that they're diametrically opposed videos. So it's like, hey, people who watch this video also watch this video.
People of this hate this. You may too.
They don't understand hate. They just be like, they say, hey, people who watch and engage with Andrew Tate videos are also watching and engaging with anti-Andrew Tate videos.
And that's why people also in general in comments, like the, I'll see people who were comedians, whatever, on there, and they'll post clips and they'll have people on there saying, you're not funny, blah, blah. Kind of like you in The Office, right?
Yeah.
So they'll go back and they'll engage with them. And then them engaging with them, because this is on like on TikTok or Instagram, whatever, it'll tell you, engage with the audience, it'll bring you more forward. So as long as it's back and forth between you and somebody, or soon you and a couple people, like, use that, and that will promote.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
It's interesting phenomenon. Like,
everyone, you know, what, rising tide raise all ships. Like, everybody
there's
is.
So much anti, there's so much hate on this one thing that if you watch a video for one group, it's going to recommend the other one because they cross over and they just, reason why this all goes back is that I just find it so funny that the people who watch these videos, like, they hate, he spends a lot of time just, because I was looking through this guy's post, I was like, damn, that's a really weird comment. Because then I made a comment back, like, just kind of analyzing, like, look, you said this, but when you think about this, and then he made this really weird kind of, like, comment back, and I was like, okay. That's when I was like, okay, this dude's homie's unhinged, I'm walking away around. But I wanted to say, like, I just want to see, like, where did this all come from? Because, again, this comment was, like, basically saying that Nocturne's not woke was, like, 6 months ago. So it's like, this dude, I looked at this thing, all his comments are basically about how woke Castlevania Nocturne was, and, I just thought it was interesting. Like, man, this dude has spent like the past 4 hours hating on Nocturne. Like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I did in those 4 hours? I played video games, something I enjoyed. Oh. I did some research, something I enjoyed. Like, I didn't spend it hating on. Like, I just find it fascinating to basically love hating on something.
Yeah.
It is just one of the weirdest phenomenons. I think we're in this weird timeline of, like, life where people, like, there are people who genuinely spend time just hating on stuff. And then that is, like, they're, like, that's how they pass the day. It's an interesting concept. But anyway, so going back to original, pre-tangent. So you don't think, like, can you think of where you draw the line? Like, you watch an adaptation, you're like, it's gone too far. Like, I would even say, just to give another example, I didn't mind the Netflix Death Note in terms of adaptation. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it, the changes they made, except for I do think they should have called Light a different name, like an American version of Light.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, Lucian. But it was just bad. And it wasn't bad because the source material, it was just a bad plot, a bad script, and as a result, thing bad. It had nothing to do with the adaptation changes. Like, they made Death Note in America okay, but it was just a bad movie overall.
Yeah, I know we're getting closer to time, but no, nothing, not really. Like, I don't have any addition to hang-ups at all. Really, they don't. I mean, if the movie itself is bad, then it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad on its own. It's not bad because of some means. It's bad because of its own writing, directing, acting, what have you. It's bad because of that.
Yeah.
Not bad because the source material is bad.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
Like, I would even go back. I thought a movie I thought would be bad before I actually watched it, Ghost in the Shell. I actually really liked that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks that it got so panly bad that they're probably not going to make any more.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was generally good. But yeah, there's like a lot of films that, like, yeah, I'm getting, but I'm not an adaptation period. As long as it has some of the essence, like I said, the Total Recall is just like, I don't know why they bothered calling it Total Recall. There's a Dead or Alive. Is it Dead or Alive? No, I'm thinking of the other one. Is a King of Fighters adaptation? It's nothing like King of Fighters at all. I don't even know why they called it King of Fighters. Like, there's some of them, it's like they could have just called this anything and you would have no idea it was an adaptation of something. And when it gets to that point, Like, if you closed your eye, if it wasn't called X, would you recognize it as Y? Mm-hmm. If the answer is no, then yeah, you shouldn't even call it that name. Like, it's not an adjective. That's when you lose the plot. But most of them, I don't sign it. And again, I'm not an adjective. Change whatever you want, as long as it's good. And I think most people, that is actually the case. They just look for something to bitch sometimes. So yeah. All right, yeah, I got that stress out.
Yep.
All right, gonna stretch. And thank you for tuning in to This Was Your Idea. This was my idea, Dre. We're talking about adaptations and whether people really care. So, unfortunately, me and Taylor agree.
Yeah.
So we got to find someone that's gonna fight with us on this next time. So next time we'll have a...
I'm sure it'll be on Reddit fighting with them.
Yeah, that's what we gotta do. What we should do, have a live show where we just fight with Reddit people. That'll drive engagement, and that'll but here's the trick, and this is I've been watching a lot of streaming. What they do, if you want to post a comment, it costs you money. It'll read it out loud. So if you want to fight with somebody, it costs you $5. If you want to have a video reply, it's gonna cost you $20. So you can hate them all the one, it's gonna cost you that money, and we're gonna bank in. So
yeah, okay,
let's fight. We'll call this show Fight Club, where we just stream and we just fight with people.
Fight people.
Reddit Fight Club. There we go.
Sounds good.
And thank you for tuning in. I'm your boy, Dre.
And I'm Taylor.
And go ahead, like, subscribe, and fight with me. Let's go. Let's go. I'm ready to go 10 rounds on which live action you think is too woke, too much change. It's not the same. It's not the same. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, thank you for tuning in, and have a nice day.
See you later.